the Bucks and the Falcons going down this weekend, and there are some significant injuries going on the Bucks side of things with Chris Godwin, who we saw go down in Monday Night Football, a dislocated ankle, he's out for the season, and then Mike Evans also going down during Monday Night Football with a hamstring injury. You saw him trying to fight through it in that game. He is out until after the Bucks Week 11 bye week. So the Falcons will not see either of those guys this weekend. So how is that going to shape the game? I know, Bo, you got into the Bucks running the football, really leaning heavily on that.
Yeah, and to the bigger point, this game could shape the division, Tiff. And because if the Falcons were to win, they would move to 4-0 in the division and 2-0 against Tampa and hold all tiebreakers. But to your question or your point to me about the running, look, this is a team that ran the ball for 160 yards against us. This is a team that has kind of found something. I might do a little emphasis, found something in the run game.
They
have a little bit of a three-headed monster as far as running the football.
It's like an Italian, like a mafia thing going on the way he's talking to us right now. Found something.
Well, I'm not Italian or in the mafia. Yeah. I'm the excited Southerner.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that they have found something here. But Rashad White, as a guy who...
so many things I wanted to say.
200. Look, he's a dual threat guy, if you want to get down to it. What are you... All right, what? What are you guys like? You're doing and
nothing.
You are laughing at each other, and you're calling me a mafia man with my hands. Go ahead, Dylan. Get on the microphone. I'm trying to talk about Rashad White being a dual threat running back, and you guys are just... I don't know what y'all are doing.
You need to get on him the way you did me yesterday when you called me the dad. I tell him I don't even know what we were talking about.
I was actually yelling at him, too. I was actually
whispering
to Mike and saying that after he said the thing about your hands, he was doing like an Italian. I said that you opened your hands up on purpose to make sure you didn't do the Italian thing again.
I know it. Yeah.
And
I mean,
as for you, Michael, you should know, parenting, sometimes it's not always fair.
Sometimes you have a favorite child.
It depends on the day. It just depends on the day.
Bucky Irving's actually been the better running back this season, if you want to get down to it, of their two.
I agree. He's explosive.
Of their three, really. He's got 351 yards on the ground. He's got 120. All these guys do a good job of catching the ball out of the backfield, along with being heads up runners. I think with all the injuries to the receiving core, look, your offensive line's been banged up too a little bit. Lean on these guys. Lean on the offensive line. Just go run the football.
Let me ask
you
this. If you're
Tampa Bay,
let me ask you this because I think this is something that we could find out sooner or later. When you don't have a passing attack, because I think this kind of starts to play out a little bit like the Carolina game, but I think Tampa's got better players, to where you know that the passing, the running game now could be the X factor in the game, right? We said going in, Chuba Hubbard, X factor in the game, got to stop Chuba Hubbard. You felt like that he started the game hot, and at times in the third and fourth quarter he got hot, but overall he did a pretty good job. So I'm like, is that how this game shapes up? And if so, can the Falcons put their foot down and say, hey, we're going to commit this many guys, we're going to commit seven to the box, and just simply stop the run and task Baker Mayfield with winning the game for the Buccaneers? And can he get that done? Can the Falcons stop the run, period, against the Buccaneers if they know that the Buccaneers have to run the ball?
It's the same. It's kind of the same premise that I said yesterday with why not come up and play these receivers at the line of scrimmage instead of playing 8 to 10 yards off like we do, right? Don't give him the quick Baker Mayfield. I know y'all don't like to hear it, and I know some people in the media here, and me and Mike Bell have went round and round about Baker Mayfield and what he is or isn't or what he couldn't be. Baker's not dumb. He's a smart, headsy player. Yeah, he'll put the ball in harm's way, and he got baited on Monday night a couple of times by Marlon Humphrey, as you pointed out, Mike. But the reality of the situation is, if you give him 7-8 yards, he's going to
take it.
Yeah, absolutely, Tiffany. So, to your point, Mike, do you come up? I don't know. 2 weeks ago when you played, or 3 weeks ago when you played Tampa Bay, you looked like one of the worst run defenses in the league. You still are, but you've went from like 28th, 29th to 24th. You've lowered each over the last couple of weeks, have lowered your average against you on the ground. You only gave up 100 yards last week, which I thought you did a good job. And I thought Seattle tried to run the ball against you. Now they weren't a run team, but they recognized that they could run the ball against you, and they tried. T- Tampa Bay is a team that they're eighth in the league in rushing already. And they're a top 10 offense every which way you look at it. I mean, they're fourth in points. They're eighth in overall rushing yards. They're seventh in pass, and they're fifth in total offense. And they're the best third down team in football. And you're the 30th third down defense.
And I got to pull up the numbers from what they did on the ground game last year. But when I had them last year, and then talking to other guys around the NFL, one of the biggest things they said, you know, it's never one dimensional for them. You can try to take away one aspect of their game, but then they can go back and lean on the run game. And also they talked about, this defensive guy was talking about trying to just get Baker Mayfield kind of like in a phone booth, try to collapse the pocket on him, because that's really one of the only ways that you can try to keep him from trying to scramble. But again, easier said than done. But a lot of these guys know what they're up against when they're going against a quarterback like him.
Yeah, and that'll be my question, honestly. If because we've talked about Mike Evans and Chris Godwin now 2 days in a row about the injuries and them being out, and the fact that Mike Evans will be out, I don't know, the next 4 weeks, whatever it is, week 11, week 12, and Chris Godwin obviously having surgery, right? My question will be going in, if Jimmy Lake knows simply, hey, this is a team that has to run the ball, are we good enough to square up with Tristan Wirfs and Graham Barton and Luke Goedeke and Cody Mauch and the rest of those guys up front for Tampa with that running back trio and say, hey, you're not going to be able to run the ball? Because I think a lot of people still have the questions. Even in obvious rundowns, do we have the personnel to stop what these other teams are trying to do when you know they have to run it?
Well, I think the X factor for that to me, and I know people don't want to hear this because they think it's all D-line, 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 but the X factor not on the D-line would be Nate Lamon and Troy Anderson. And can Troy Anderson come back and be healthy? And can you use those two linebackers? To me, those are two guys that are more physical, and I love Caden Ellis. Absolutely love the dude to death. But those two guys, to me, are more physical in the run game. Can those guys come in and play that? And then on the defensive line, I look at Onyemata, Rook, and Grady, and TQ as guys that could really step up in the run game on the line.
Yeah, to your point, I think we talk about Troy Anderson and Nate Lamon as if, like, hey, they're kind of battling over the same position. I'm not so sure the further we get into this and the more film I look at, that they shouldn't both be playing at the same time.
That's my point.
And I'm not so much talking about, like, one of them being on the end of the line of scrimmage. Caden Ellis has struggled in this scheme at times, and I think it bears talking about that maybe he's the one that could use a little bit of change of destination in terms of what he's being asked to do.
Mike, that's my entire point. I think you put those guys in the middle, and I think Caden Ellis in some ways becomes that extra pass rusher that you think you need to go find, that you aren't going to find, at least for this week anyways. I think you're 100% right.
When we
see,
come
I said
back,
you're right.
Whoa!
I said you're Tiffany. I said he was right.
He said 100%.
He did.
Right.
I thought for sure you were going to say you're not wrong.
Well, you're
and
not.
And here he came out and said you're 100% right. But you know what I saw, Tiff? People can change.
But you just took my point and expounded on it, really.
Personal
I mean,
growth.
That's what I said. I thought it was clear that I said that they're on the field at the same time. Anyway, Steph, we need to go to break.